The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. We're not quite there, but it's Thursday.
We're somewhere, not there, but almost there. But this Thursday is unlike any Thursday, and it's a very special day because our new merch just dropped this morning. ShopMorningToast.com. Get your beautiful, stunning, and smart collection merch. It is beautiful, stunning, and smart.
It really, really is. Jackie and I are wearing everything from the collection. I'm wearing the crew neck in a size extra large. It is a different material. If you bought the Hadjadern or the Redheads, it's a much lighter crew neck, and I love it. I'm wearing an XL. Jackie wears it in a medium.
Yes, and today I am wearing the long sleeve crew neck t-shirt, and so that's even lighter than the sweatshirt, and I'm also wearing the sweatpants in a size medium. But like I said yesterday, I might size down in the sweatpants because they are less fitted than what we normally have put out. We usually do like a fitted jogger, and so I like those to be a little baggier, but these are, I'm just like extremely short, and it was time for a small for me.
So if you've been dying to just relive your bar mitzvah days, here you are.
Here you are. It's really like taking me back to a wonderful time of life.
Me too.
And I love to see it. Also, I think it's the comfiest stuff we've ever dropped. Like, I want to wear this around my house all the time, but I don't want to stain the white, you know? And like, Bruno comes in, he's like conified and jumping around, like ruining the white. So I have to protect it.
It's actually really funny, like what memories people associate with this particular style of font. For me, it's obviously like bar mitzvah giveaways, like you had a little spray paint during the cocktail hour. But for a lot of people, it's the state fair.
Yes, I saw those comments.
So I just find it interesting, like what people's point of reference is for this font. Because for me, it's bar mitzvahs.
Yes, no, it's so interesting.
No, and it's like we're all just connected, like through this font.
We are. This font is really connective.
Connect our generation, like from all over the country, all over the world.
I totally agree. And it can connect with you at shopmorningtoast.com.
Very well done.
We also have mugs. By the way, this mug, if you got the Redheads mug, you'll recognize the size. It's like it's an oversized mug. It's the best size mug possible. If you're into mugs, you know what I'm saying.
And if you just want to like cuddle up with your blanket and your big mug.
If you're into mugs, it's the mug for you. We also have phone cases. So beautiful, stunning, and smart.
Comes in almost every phone size imaginable, Android and iPhone.
And we also have stickers. So make sure to slap one of those bad boys on your skateboard.
Or your computer, like most normal people.
I'm putting it on my skateboard.
I actually had a skateboard when I was in college. It was a penny board. And you couldn't put stickers on it because the material like wouldn't stick.
I think I'm doing like whole Marvin the Martian.
Yes! No way, I love Marvin the Martian. I do Marvin the Martian. Great reference. We love
thank
that.
Thank you, thank you.
We have a fabulous show, obviously, but I left my house last night and I hit the town. And I have to say, the town hit me right back.
Good.
Yeah,
you needed that.
I got into a fight.
Well, I heard.
I didn't really get into a fight. I just kind of like let someone fight with me.
You let someone like make a snide comment to you and then you didn't pick up on it until too late.
Yeah. And it was just like, so I was in the waiting. Okay. I went to the bathroom at this restaurant, this like lounge that it's a very confusing bathroom. And if you've had a few drinks, it's really dark. It's all a mirrored hallway. Like you can walk into a wall. It's like a very confusing bathroom. And there was one girl waiting outside like a bunch of the stalls. And I was like, are you waiting for the bathroom? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, are you sure they're all full? Because it's a confusing bathroom. And she's like, no, I'm just waiting here for fun. And I like took 1 second to be like, is she being like a fucking bitch? And she was. And before I even knew she was being a bitch and like had something to say, like a whole minute had passed. So like it would have been really lame of me to like come back with a retort 60 seconds later. But I was just like disappointed in her because I really feel like after all we've been through as a city, like we should really be more supportive of one another. And now like we're reemerging, like we should be celebrating.
Yeah, you would think so, but I don't know where you've been because that's not the energy. But
what happened to New York strong? Like what happened to all this shit?
No, it's New York, go fuck yourself.
Literally. And I just want to say, if you are a tall blonde woman with shoulder length hair who was at Zero Bond at approximately 11 o'clock last night, please come see me. Like, I would love to talk to you about what in your life hurt you that you felt the need to attack a little short girl at the bathroom. I didn't even say anything. And I wasn't being rude, like, oh, are you dumb? You didn't look in the bathroom stall. I was just like, are you sure? Like, if somebody said that to me, I wouldn't be offended. Like, who hurt this girl?
She's, yeah.
Come see about me, okay? Okay, anyone knows a tall blonde girl.
Now you've had 12 hours.
I'm still so mad.
To ruminate on the insult. What's your comeback?
Okay. Let's play it through, okay?
Yeah.
Are you waiting in line for the bathroom?
No, I'm waiting here for fun.
No, no. She says yes.
Yes.
Oh, are you sure they're all taken?
No, I'm waiting here for fun.
Oh my God, what the fuck is your problem? That's what I would have said, because that's the message here. Like, it wasn't a confrontational conversation until she made it that. She's obviously a deeply hurt person. I almost wanted to hug her, because she's obviously been through a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have. I was just so taken aback by the abrasiveness. Like,
I'm sorry. So you called me last night while I was sleeping because you had something to tell me. And then you said you were going to tell me on the show.
Yes. Okay.
Please tell me.
So last night I went to dinner with a bunch of my friends who I haven't seen. And one of my, me and Ben's like really good couple friends is Jordan and Nikki. So they are they're engaged and me and Ben are really, really close with them. They're like the best couple. And Jordan went to my high school, our high school. And like you and Jordan, when you were in like freshman year, like dated, like high school date.
Yeah. Just like for his history. It was like junior year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we were talking about I brought it up. Do you remember when Jackie did that poem and she sang Hannah Montana?
Yeah, I don't think he was in the class with me.
Oh, okay.
But it was world renowned.
But it was worldwide news. Yeah, it was and worldwide. We spoke about that on a previous episode if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I just was like commenting on like how iconic it was. And he was like, no, I don't really remember. But I don't know if Jackie knows this, but like I was so like in love with her when we were this is what he said.
That's a lie.
He said, I was like so in love with Jackie when we were in high school. And, like I wanted to do something nice for her. And I knew she was obsessed with Hannah Montana. Do you know this story?
I don't know. Continue.
Okay. So he's like, I don't know if she ever knew this, but I literally wrote a letter to Miley Cyrus, like asking for like a signed picture or something. Like, you know how back in the day you used to write to like people's PO boxes and you might get like a signed autographed headshot in return. And he was like, yeah, no, I literally like wrote this long letter to Miley and like sent it to her PO box. And because I just like wanted to do something nice for Jackie and she never wrote me back. And I literally like my jaw hit the floor. I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
That's so nice. No, I did not know that.
I know. I'm like, I don't think Jackie knows that.
I didn't know that. Like, I wish I knew that then because that's just like not how I remember things going down between us.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
maybe you guys should talk it out. Yeah, like, he's getting married, so like you guys should talk it out.
So funny.
Yeah. But no, him and his new fiance. I'm glad it didn't work out because like now I have this great couple friend and they're like so great for each other and so great for me.
I'm happy for you.
It's very tough when you have couple friends because you always end up liking, you know, like the husband or the wife more. And they're a rare couple that like I like them both equally. Like I would hang out with them individually or together.
That's great.
But I do have a hard time making couple friends. Do you?
No, but I also don't have that many. And I feel like I don't have any couple friends that I wasn't friends with when they were single.
Right. So so you automatically like
the single friend more. So it's like I just like my friend's partner.
Right, right. But so like when you make friends as like a couple, it's like different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that.
And it's actually really fun. Because then like your friend dates someone like you don't like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, got to see this guy again.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so I just thought you would enjoy that little piece of history.
I do. Now I need to like that's just not my memory of that time. It's incongruous with my memory.
Well, and actually a little fun fact, I do believe Jordan's mom is like a big toaster, so like maybe she'll hear this.
Oh my God, maybe she'll hear this and she can shed some more light
on what actually went down like, as the adult in the situation.
Yes.
So yeah, that was my evening. Got into a fight and learned more about Jackie, which is honestly not a bad evening for a Wednesday.
And you love to get into a fight. Like, let's be honest.
Yes, but I lost, like, because she caught me so off guard.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to come back with some fucking retort.
Here's the thing. Next time, you'll be prepared.
Yeah. No, and I'm just going to be on guard everywhere I go.
Yeah, and
my walls
and
are
then,
up.
And then you'll say to someone, no, I'm waiting here for fun.
Yes. Somebody hurt
it's
her.
It's cyclical, and you have
hurt
to...
Hurt people hurt people.
You have to break the cycle.
I will. But I just will
and
be
And you
like,
know how you break the cycle? You let it go.
Oh.
It's the hardest thing.
I can't. You just sounded like a 90-year-old Jewish grandmother. It's the hottest thing. But somebody's got to do it.
It could be you.
I will, but I just need some time. I mean, this was literally 12 hours ago.
Okay, we'll give you time. But then we let it go.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Maybe we should have a balloon.
Yeah, or like ceremony. We'll sage the room.
Yeah.
I'm letting it go. It was just like shocking, you know? The shock hasn't worn off.
Yeah, no, that could be shocking.
And like traumatizing too. You know what? I'm over it. Maybe we should just dive in so I can get my mind off of things.
Yes, let us dive in. We have a lot to talk about. Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. Yes. And we have some really great stories today. I'm really excited to just chat about some non-celeb related items.
Jackie decided to change it up a little bit today.
I did, because like, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get really fucking sick of talking about celebrities.
Well, like certain celebrities, I just get like fatigued from talking about.
Yeah, so we're switching it up. In the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode, to nobody's surprise, is brought to you by Bruche. What a fabulous experience it's been having my Bruche for the last like 6 months, I feel like it is now.
Yeah. Coincidentally, I Bruched so hard this morning. Like
you
I was
bleeding?
So no. Like I was just going in with my Bruche. I was like, Bruche, get in there, get back there. And Bruche was up to the task.
And you know, to be honest, if I'm gonna admit something embarrassing, before the Bruche, I didn't always brush at night, which is like really disgusting. But now I've been like 6 months strong of like, because it's actually like a fun thing I look forward to. I'm 6 months strong of night time 100% of the time. Like as much as I brush in the morning, I brush at night, you know? Wow.
And if the Bruche is good for nothing else, it's really good for that.
So if you don't know what a Bruche is, it is the most fabulous electric toothbrush on the market. It is so effective. It is so fabulous. And it doesn't cost over $200 like most of the other electric toothbrushes out there do, which is kind of crazy. The Bruche itself has 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks. It comes with a magnetic charging stand and a compact travel case. So not only does it like work really well, everything about the Bruche is very aesthetically pleasing because you have to leave it on your counter. You don't want like some big bulky machine. It's very elegant. It's magnetic. It comes in these fabulous colors. We both have it in this like soft blush pink. And if you travel, the battery life lasts so long, you don't need to bring the charger. They also offer a subscription program, so you never forget to change your brush head again. They ship you new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head, which can lead to bad breath. You're just supposed to change it up, but it's hard to remember, like, when did I get the last one? So they'll keep you on track with the subscription program. The electric toothbrush has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors, and it looks great on your bathroom counter. Get 15% off your Bruche toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use the promo code TOAST at Bruche.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruush.com.
Love it. Okay, first story, big news of the day. Kanye West is reportedly worth more than $6 billion thanks to his Yeezy sneaker business, making Kanye West the richest black man in U.S. history.
Oh, wow.
According to new reports by People and Bloomberg, his estimated net worth...
People,
you know, I respect people.
Me too. Not for my finance news, though. I prefer, you know, Bloomberg.
Well, Bloomberg corroborated.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. His net worth is estimated at $6.6 billion, in large part due to his Yeezy sneaker business, which Bloomberg places between $3.2 billion and $4.7 billion after reviewing private documents. Bloomberg also reports that West's upcoming Gap collab could be worth as much as $970 million, with additional income coming from his music catalog, cash, stocks, and business investments, including Kim's Skims underwear brand. Apparently he's an investor in that.
Good to know.
This is a huge deal.
Huge. And for any celebrity to hit the billion mark, we always celebrate over here.
And the 6 billion
but
mark.
The 6.
And especially a celebrity who a few years ago was tweeting about how he was in debt.
And a celebrity who now is making history as, what is it, the world's richest?
The richest black man in U.S. history.
That's crazy. And you know, I just always would have assumed that Jay-Z was richer than him. Mm-hmm. Because Jay-Z, like, from the beginning has been very business savvy, like, not even with his music, but then with Roc Nation and Tidal and, like, all these different ventures, the Nets, they always said he owned the Nets. And so I would have thought Jay-Z was richer than Kanye, but he's not.
No, Kanye.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I've actually really been trying to get a pair of Yeezys recently.
I have a pair.
You do?
And I've never worn them.
Oh, you have the ones that they sent you?
Yeah.
Can I have them?
I don't know. I, like, haven't taken them out of the box because I feel like it's really, like, a token of, like, one of our biggest successes, like Kanye West reaching out to us.
Yeah, so here's my thoughts
on that.
I don't
know if there are new toasters here who don't remember that, but just Google the morning toast closed on Sunday.
Yeah, and also there is a conspiracy theory floating around that, like, they actually didn't reach out and that, like, we, like,
From
that,
who?
That we lied.
The former Toasters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those bitches.
Which is like so crazy.
I have the email.
Yeah.
No. You know what? I don't have anything to hide. That's like people also saying, like I bought my own book and bought my way onto the New York Times bestseller, which by the way, like I did not do, but whatever, I still made it. You didn't. But like I swear on all that is holy, like I did not buy my own book.
No, and that they did send us the sheet music.
No, actually I did buy like 3 copies of my own book on Amazon. Maybe New York Times knows that I did that.
Oh, I pre-ordered your book and then I bought it on my Kindle.
Yeah.
So I got 2. So I bulk bought.
Yes, but no, we have the sheet. Like I have the email. You know, all these, what is the craziest thing you've read about us? Like people who, the thing is like, we for a while had like such, you know, devoted fans, and when they decided that they didn't like us anymore, like the devotion they once had to loving us turned into like thinking about us 24/7, like how can we destroy their business, how can we ruin their lives. And honestly the creativity was momentous, like it was unbelievable the things people were coming up with. I think my personal favorite thing that I've ever heard or like read someone say about us is like, our business is completely illegitimate, we have all our money in offshore accounts, and we have investors in the Morning Toast who like we're corrupting out of their money.
No, and that we evade taxes by having like a shell corporation like in the,
I mean,
in
the, it's not something I wouldn't do, but it's something I don't currently do.
No, and it was just stated as fact that, yeah, that's right, what we do.
And by the way, the girl who said it, I read in a Facebook group, she was like a,
she works in compliance. Like, yeah, she used her work, like
Resources.
Yeah, resources.
To like investigate us. And so like everyone believed her because she like had a fancy like software computer company. And I was like, oh my God, girl, like you need to be fired. Like using company time to investigate some podcasters. Like, girl, get your life.
I think my favorite conspiracy was that when we were canceled, that it was actually my doing because I wanted to get out of doing the show and just like go and live my life. That. Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
No, that was a big one.
You know, I could see that for you. No, this is fun. No, I honestly, like, it makes me feel really famous, like when people come up with like these crazy ass things.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
Anyways, back to Kanye and my quest to get Yeezys.
Oh, right.
I actually have on my computer, there's a new collection dropping tomorrow for him, and I'm going to try and get, because I want to get them direct from the Yeezy site. Otherwise, you have to like
pay markups.
Markups.
Yeah, but StockX has a lot. Like, if you ever get desperate enough.
I've been on StockX, like investing here and
with
there.
With Yeezys, like chunky ones?
So it's tough because I really want like the classic Yeezy Boosts.
Oh, like with the rubber on the sides?
Yeah, that are like I really want
those. Do you have the fake ones?
I had the pink ones. So he never made pink ones. So it was like, I wasn't trying to pretend to anyone like they were real.
Where'd you get those like pink China. Ones? Right.
So I want those because I think I'll actually wear those the most. But like, I also kind of want like the newer, cooler ones.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So then I want like 2 pairs. And if I'm on StockX, like that's so expensive.
Yeah. I kind of want the like Croc slides, like that look like the Marvin the Martian ones. You know?
Yeah. Those are pretty cool. So now we know why Yeezy is billions dollar business.
That's crazy. Like, honestly, I just, when someone told me, when I read that headline for the first time last night, I'm like, that is definitely not true. But now it's like, when you think about it, it's 100% true.
Yeah.
But it's just confusing because for so long he was like known as being the guy in debt.
Yeah.
And now he's like, not only not the guy in debt, he's the richest black man in the world, mm-hmm, or in America. Crazy.
We love to see it.
We'd love to see,
and also what
a
I was,
phoenix rising from the ashes.
What I was going to say to you is you should wear your Yeezys because...
I know, but they're so pristine.
Things are meant to be worn. And I know. It's like something that grinds my gears. Zach is a big sneakerhead and he has all of these like really cool sneakers and he doesn't wear them. And he winds up like wearing sneakers from Zara. And I'm like, wear your sickening fucking sneakers. Like,
yeah, but see like...
You can't take them with you.
If they crease... That's true.
You can't take them with you.
But if he's investing in them to one day sell them, like you have to...
Like he is. But like he's preserve. Been doing that for so long and like there's no sales.
Yeah. Did he ever sell those Dior ones?
No.
When that was dumb because like the moment has passed.
Yeah, no, the valuation has gone down in the stock market on the stock market X.
Shit.
I know. So maybe he should wear them.
No, now he definitely should.
Yeah. Just like that's my philosophy of the day.
I know.
Wear your nice things.
I do, but like
because by the time you do, they're out of season.
That's also incredibly true. Maybe I should just wear them.
Just wear them.
Hashtag like, just do it.
Hashtag just do it.
Okay, I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
Someone should use that as a slogan.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Maybe like a sportswear brand.
Okay, are you ready for our next story, little hair news?
What?
Billie Eilish is teasing a sexy new project.
Yes.
And driving fans wild with her new hairstyle. Yesterday, she showcased a blonde bombshell hairstyle that instantly won over social media. The hairstyle is pretty sickening, and considering we've known her for so long as the black and green girl, this Farrah Fawcett style hair is a big change.
It's a sickening hairstyle, even for someone who didn't have such a drastic change. Like,
yeah.
And her Instagram post reached a million likes in 6 minutes, which is a new Instagram record.
Wow.
And it's because, obviously, because the change is so drastic, but it also just happens to be, like, the most sickening hairstyle. Like, the layers, the angles, the, like, curl. Like, it's fabulous.
It is fabulous. And she said, I'm going to give you a new era. I have announcements to make. I've got some shit to put out. So, yeah, this is definitely signaling a new era.
Yeah.
I'm sure that means new music. It's very Taylor Swift of her.
Yeah, I mean, like, she really did not have to slap that hard, like, just for a new era. But she did that for us.
Yeah, but I think that given that
Truckers for Billy are here.
Truckers for Blonde
Billy. You like
Billy.
The haircut?
It's Truckers for Blonde Billy.
Yeah, they said they like it.
Given that her old hairstyle was so iconic, like, she needed to come out of the gate. If she was going to change that look, it needed to be on point, and it is.
And I'm excited. I was never, like, a huge fan of the black and green hair. It's just not my personal style, but I love that it was, like, so her. But I'm very excited for, like, I think it's what's going to be, like, glamorous bombshell Billy.
As opposed to
edgy, you know, emo Billy.
Yeah, we'll see. Get you a girl who could do both.
Oh, my God. Theo smells so good today. Like, I've just been in the last 24 hours, like, in a Theo trance, you know? Do you ever have that? Like,
I do.
Just, like, cannot get enough.
A Bruce trance. I've been there.
A Brance.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
A little more, like, Adidas news. I guess we're just, like, Adidas stans today.
You know, it's actually Adidas. I'm dead serious.
But not for me.
No, not for me either. But, like, people who don't live in America, like, cannot believe that we call it Adidas. Like, we're 100% wrong. It's Adidas.
And you know what it stands for? All day I dream about sports.
No way.
A-D-I.
No, it stands for all day I dream about snacks.
Yes.
Yes.
And even Little Mix has a song called A-D-I-D-A-S. But it's all day.
I dream about sex?
I don't think they would be that overt.
Okay, what's the story?
Peloton and Adidas are working together on an exclusive apparel line, which is great news for me because some of the apparel that I've gotten from Peloton has just been really fucking unflattering.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like apparel is probably not their strong suit. Like, the bikes are strong and they should just, like, stick with that.
No, but, like, apparel could be, like, can be and is for other brands, like, a huge source of income.
Yeah, so,
like,
good on them for outsourcing to Adidas.
Right. So many of my workout clothes are from SoulCycle because they had really great workout clothes.
Which was Lululemon.
But Peloton and Adidas announced Thursday that they're working together to create a new line of athletic apparel and lifestyle gear in inclusive sizes and unisex styles.
Oh, my God. Also, speaking of... Actually, continue.
The collection was dined with help from some of Peloton's top cycling instructors, including Robin Arzon, Ali Love, and Cody Rigsby, my fave. I've been sending you his stuff.
Yes, we're big fans.
And he's so Claudia's cup of tea.
Speaking of, like, inclusivity sizing news, I read the weirdest story that I just had to double check. Ann Taylor Loft plans on cutting their plus size clothing by the fall, like, just getting rid of it.
I heard about that.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah. Did, like, they put out a statement or something?
So somebody tweeted, like, hey, Loft, is it true you're discontinuing your plus line? They responded, unfortunately, due to ongoing business challenges, we've had to make some difficult decisions, which does impact our plus collections. Come fall, our size offering will be 00 to 18, aka extra, extra small to extra, extra large. We sincerely apologize for any disappointment. That's just, like, kind of lame. Like, why is that the first thing to go, you know, when, like, business is bad?
Yeah.
And I think, like, as far as I know, Loft has kind of been, like, very consistent in their plus size and, like, really reliable. Like, people have always just, like, and I can't imagine that it's actually good for business to cut your plus. Like, the average woman in America is a size 16. So, like, what are you doing?
Damn. Well, you can get Peloton Adidas apparel.
Yeah, that's cool.
The merchandise will include shorts, hoodies, tees, crew necks, sports bras, jogger pants, retails anywhere between 30 and 85.
Are the joggers She by Sheree?
September, spring, summer.
Okay, just because if they're not, I don't want them. I don't want it.
Beginning on March 25th, they'll be for sale on both companies' websites. So if you're interested, I think that is pretty cool. I feel like I'm going to start buying some more. Like, if it's good stuff, like, why not be wearing Peloton merch? It's, you know,
it's cool.
That's my primary source of exercise.
I mean, there is Pelotoaster merch, so it should only be fair that there's actual Peloton merch.
The Pelotoasters, shout out to you guys, are just such a great community.
I agree. Very empowering.
be so empowering.
Very uplifting.
Okay, you ready for our next story?
I'm ready, come and find me. That used to be our fucking jam.
Yeah.
Who sings that song? Sheryl Crow.
No.
Shania Twain.
No, I think it's just like Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry. I knew. That's what it said.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow would never.
No. What's your favorite Sheryl Crow song? On the count of three, ready?
No, I'm not ready. Okay. I'm not ready. I need to look at her catalog.
The first cut.
No, that's my least favorite one.
What?
That's my least favorite one. I'll give you my favorite one, okay? I'm Baby going to her catalog.
And also, like, has anyone ever seen Sheryl Crow and Jewel in the same room? No, because they're literally the same person. No.
Okay, here are the good ones. If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. I'm gonna soak up the sun. I'm gonna tell everyone to lighten up. Gonna tell them that I got no one to blame.
That's a great fucking song.
Okay, and then all I wanna do is have some fun.
Don't know it.
Nope. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, but does she sing Photograph with Nickelback? No, she has a song. She has a song about a photograph.
Wait.
She has a song about a photograph.
What? No. Oh my God. Jackie, Photograph is a Nickelback like solo endeavor through and through.
She has a song about a picture with Kid Rock. Same thing.
No. So not the same thing.
Picture, Photograph, same thing. Kid Rock, Nickelback, same vibes.
Photograph, that's like comparing a song to the national anthem. Like, you just can't be done.
I know, but I meant Picture, and if you heard the song, you would know it. And I think...
No, I know the song.
I think for those who are listening, they see how I got from A to B.
No, obviously I see it, but I just can't believe, like, you would ever, like, not, like, fully understand the scope of
No, I understand the scope of Photograph, and I thought maybe, like, they brought her in for a remix or something. But I also didn't think it... Like, I was thinking it through.
Okay.
I was thinking it through. It wasn't my final answer.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't my final answer.
Okay.
Okay, next up, a little makeup news. A little interesting makeup in the queue news. People are buying more above-the-mask makeup during the pandemic, the Ulta CEO says. Above-the-mask makeup, like eyeliner, mascara, and brow products did well during the pandemic. Other categories that fare well included skincare, clean beauty, hair care, and fragrance, the CEO of Ulta told CNBC. That's actually so interesting and on point. Now that I think about it, I realized this the other day, I haven't bought a new lipstick in well over a year.
Yeah, that's true. I actually feel like makeup, more so than any other industry, like, wasn't as impacted by COVID, just because I think people, like, were desperate to feel like themselves at home and, like, kept their makeup routine for, like, for the work day.
Yeah, I know. I think that a lot of people, like, definitely scaled back on makeup, but so much about, like, buying makeup isn't about what you actually wear every day. It's, like, fun palettes and,
yeah,
you know, it's so...
It's because a lot of people just, like, collect makeup and don't even use it.
Yeah. I'm done doing that, by the
Me
way.
Me too. It's so wasteful, and it just sits there and expires.
No, and, like, I have all these palettes, and I don't need them.
And I hold on to them because I'm like, one day, like, when we're doing our Halloween Jonas Brothers, like, I'm going to need it.
Yeah. No, I also used to hold on to, like, all of the packaging that my Kylie Cosmetics came in because I just thought it was so cute. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's silly, holding on to,
like,
packaging.
Like, the lip kit box.
Peppermint.
No, the box that, like, when you buy a lip kit, it comes in, like, a Kylie box.
Oh, it's like, so the unicarton.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
And I have to start getting rid of those things.
Yeah, no, I just, like, hate having, like, an outpouring of makeup. It's just, like, so wasteful and so unnecessary.
Yeah. So, above the eye makeup.
And I also feel like...
Above the mask.
Brands, like, specifically makeup brands, like, really could scale back in their packaging when it comes to, like, PR. Like, it's so wasteful, like, all the confetti. It's, like, terrible for the environment. Like, these... I literally, I'm not going to call it the brand, when I got back from my trip, there was the biggest box. I swear on my life, it was the size of one of these couch cushions. Guess what was inside? Two cartons of ice cream. Because it had, like, this big freezer and this dry ice. And I'm like, this is so fucking wasteful. Like, for two, I couldn't, oh, and they packaged it so poorly, the carton of ice cream was open and the whole thing was melted on. Like, it was, I had to throw the whole thing away. It's just so wasteful.
Well, that's also because you were away.
The carton was the no. The carton was open.
Oh, oh.
It spilled out.
Oh, I thought the dry ice melted by the time you got home.
Just so wasteful. Like, I feel like a lot of brands like really need to scale the fuck back. Like, you can send, and also like, okay, you have a new foundation coming out. Like, you don't need to send the person all 40 shades. They probably only need 3 to 5, like, to figure out which one's theirs.
Right, or you could ask them in advance.
Right, like, it's like, what does a person of one skin tone need like 10 other? Like, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, I hear that. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Fifth and final.
A little tech competition news.
Okay.
YouTube's TikTok competitor hits the U.S.
What is it called?
Shorts. On Thursday, the company said it's expanding the beta program for its short-form video offering called Shorts to the U.S. now and over the next several weeks. Previously, it tested the product only in India. Globally, users have been able to view Shorts but not create them. YouTube says its feature allows social media creators to shoot short, catchy videos using nothing but their mobile phones. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It offers a way to string multiple clips together, add music, and use a timer and countdown to record videos
hands-free. It's literally what TikTok is.
All features currently available on TikTok.
I mean, I literally like just hit 100,000 followers on TikTok. Like, please, can we stop with this rat race? Like, I'm a 26-year-old woman. Like, I cannot keep up with all these apps. Like,
yeah.
Reels is like already so stupid, but I'm just like using it as I see fit. And it's just exhausting, like, to keep up as a millennial. Like, relax.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
I really do. Reels has been around for a while now, and I really don't think that it has posed any sort of threat to TikTok. And also, I read somewhere that the Instagram algorithm was going to be, like, not prioritizing videos that have a TikTok watermark. Or that,
oh, what assholes.
Or that are, like, not great quality, which means you, like, saved it
from TikTok
and re-uploaded it. So they're really going hard.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to steal TikTok's idea. And people, okay, we're playing the game. Like, we're uploading our TikToks. That's what we did with Instagram stories. We were saving our Snapchat stories and uploading them to Instagram stories until most of us just eventually left Snapchat behind.
Right, because Instagram stories, at the end of the day, were better products. So yeah, why don't you
better.
Create a better product? Why don't you, like, innovate
yeah.
something that makes Reels more compelling than TikTok?
Oh, my God. Like, that's so fucking lame of them. And this Shorts thing, like, girl, you are too late, Shorts. Go home. You're drunk. Like, we've settled this debate. Instagram tried. If Instagram can't copy you, really, YouTube, like, good luck. Like, Instagram is the best at copying people. And they weren't successful. So yeah. you're not going to be Shorts.
But do you think that YouTube creators, that there'll be some sort of way?
Incentive.
Or it's like, if you have a lot of subscribers on YouTube, maybe somehow that translates over to Shorts?
I don't know. Like, you can spend a lot of money on talent and content a la Triller, which is TikTok's biggest competitor. They literally pay for all those sway boys. They live in a house that has Triller everywhere. Like, they spend insane amounts of money on creators to be on their platform. Like, J-Lo's on it, and still, like, nobody fucking cares.
No, but I'm not even talking about spending money, but, like, if your Shorts profile is connected to your YouTube page where you are a creator with millions of subscribers, wouldn't you want to utilize Shorts because you're already, like, the biggest,
like, yes,
influencer?
But most of those enormous TikToker, enormous YouTubers are on TikTok and have more followers on TikTok than they even have on YouTube.
Ooh,
so
the,
like,
plot thickens.
Yeah, like, it's too late. Like, can everyone just leave it alone? Like, the ecosystem, the way it is now, is good. Like, we're happy. Like, we're fine. We're all just, like, living. Like, leave us alone.
Yeah.
It's not like the streaming wars. Like, more streaming services, like, benefit us. More apps, I don't feel like I'm benefiting.
No, because we're the ones who are creating the content, so you're just, like, spreading the creator thinner and thinner.
Right, and I just think that, like, the way it is now, like, TikTok won. Like, everyone needs to stop coming for its neck. Like, it won.
Yeah.
Leave
I mean,
alone.
Anything can happen, though.
Yeah.
Because I would have said Snapchat won.
Yeah, of course.
There were a few years of Snapchat.
Yeah, but I just feel like the way that Instagram annihilated Snapchat over the course of, like, a month was so crazy to me.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. There were things about the user experience on Snapchat that were kind of infuriating. And
like that one line of text.
Yeah, and Snapchat, like, wouldn't listen.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Instagram stories, and, like, every time someone had a thought about, like, oh, it'd be better if the next day.
It'd be better if we could add a swipe-up link. Like, they just kept
right.
adding these
we
features.
We could tag our friends. Like, the next day, these changes would be implemented before you even thought that, like, you needed them, and it just became a better user experience.
100%. And they have not successfully done that with Reels. And they haven't successfully done that actually with anything since.
And I find that making Reels using, like, their platform is much harder than making a TikTok.
Yeah, of course.
So you guys should sort that out.
Yeah. But honestly, anyways, like, they could really use some beta you know, users some feedback.
The moral of the story is go home shorts. You're drunk.
Now it's time for our Real Housewives of New Jersey recap, which is brought to you by today's sponsor, Imperfect Foods. Imperfections, we all have them. So why do we hold our groceries to a different standard? Get your groceries from Imperfect Foods to help create a kinder, less wasteful food system that embraces food of every shape, size, and physical appearance. Because every year, billions of pounds of food go to waste, often because it doesn't live up to the strict cosmetic standards of grocery stores. Don't you wish there was a way to prevent all that waste? And if you ever want to skip the parking lots, crowds, and lines and get right to the good part of grocery shopping, Imperfect Foods can help. Get ready to enjoy grocery shopping again. Imperfect Foods is on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world. They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, protein, eggs and dairy, pantry staples, straight to your door. Plus, they're always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try every week. All you have to do is sign up and create your flexible, personalized grocery plan, and then shop online each week and get affordable and sustainable groceries delivered directly to your door. With Imperfect Foods, grocery shopping fits seamlessly into your life, and every week is a tasty adventure. Sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save time, save money, save food from going to waste. So grocery delivery just in and of itself is such a premium experience as opposed to going to the grocery store, like finding a parking spot, meeting a Karen, like all the stuff. Doing anything from home is just so premium. And that's literally what we were just saying. Like, so many of these industries are so wasteful, especially food, like the amount of, especially grocery stores, the amount of food they throw out is just like so silly. So Imperfect Foods is just trying to change that. And I have loved being a part of it. And I think you guys would love it too. Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use the promo code TOAST. Try Imperfect Foods now for a limited time to get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. That's imperfectfoods.com. Code TOAST to sign up for 20% off plus free shipping. Imperfectfoods.com, promo code TOAST.
Love it.
Okay, so the Real Housewives of New Jersey last night was actually like maybe one of my favorite episodes in recent memory. Like, nothing crazy happened. It was just hysterical. I feel like the women were in rare form, the men were in rare form, and that party looked really fun.
It did. It looked like a really good party. The pool is really stunning, and I love that we saw last year that like she was thinking about a pool, and now here we have pool.
Full circle.
Pool.
Why is she selling the house if she just put a pool in?
I don't know, but I feel like I've seen that, like, she bought a new house with her new man.
Yeah, it has, like, 11 rooms because she has five kids. He has five kids. Like, they needed all these rooms.
Oh, wow. I guess it's, like, one, the memories. I think it's, like, such an expensive big house. Yeah. She is going off to college. Like, it never – and I think, like, that house is so symbolic of all of the
– treachery.
Treachery that they went through as a family. Like, I think that for them to move forward, like, the house had to go.
Yeah. I just don't understand why you would put a pool in. Maybe just to increase, like, market value. Like, I guess houses in New Jersey, like, need a pool. All the women have pools.
I'm sure that it did increase market value.
I mean, that house has always been, like, a haunted, empty lot. Like, yeah. It's a house with no furniture, and it's, like, a yard with no grass. Like, it's really bizarre. I can't imagine anyone would have bought it. Like, if Bravo should have bought it. Like, the Museum of Natural History should have bought it just to preserve the sanctity of it.
Yes.
But there was a few things to unpack. Like, I actually thought Jackie was going to end up coming, and while I do respect her for being like, hell no, like, Teresa didn't even invite her. Melissa invited her. Jackie's not desperate. Like,
but Jackie doesn't know that.
Yeah, because they did a scene, they did a flashback to the scene, and it was like, Jackie said, she didn't even tell me, you told me.
Oh, really?
I think.
I'm not sure.
Whatever.
I didn't think that she knew.
While I respect Jackie for, like, not accepting a half-ass invitation, like, get over it. Like, get over it. Get over it.
Here's the thing. I still think what Teresa did was so wrong. Me too. But after watching the last three episodes, I have some...
I'm just like over it.
I have some additional thoughts. Like, one, I thought that the second party for Evan, like, was it... a fine idea, whatever, but like the way that she literally, like, the party became incumbent on everyone telling Evan that they didn't believe it. Like,
it was really weird.
It was really cringy.
And Joe Gorga the next night was like, how awkward was last night?
No, it was so awkward. And like, she had to make another toast, and it was like at a restaurant. Like, it was just,
she throws the worst parties. You know, the first party for Evan was in a parking lot, and I know we're in COVID, but like, come on. And the second one was literally in a packed restaurant. Like, can we get some privacy?
Yeah. So I was just like, this is just not how I think I would be handling all of this. Like, on the one hand, like, drawing even more attention to it.
You ate her toast. Cheers to the girls. Evan's fucking at the gym. Like, girl.
But like, no, but, like, that was funny. But, like,
but, like, it's not funny because Joe Benigno says he also heard the rumor. Okay. So now I'm like. Okay.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't remember because I watched them all yesterday. I don't know what was last night and what was in Lake George. So I thought it was, it's just like overkill the amount that she's talking about it. But I did think it did help Evan to be around everyone and be able to be light about it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that week in the house where it's like just the whole world think like, you know, so I think it was good. But just there was just
they were trying. She was trying so hard. Like,
yes,
girl. Like,
so now Joe Benigno says that he has heard the rumor.
I love Joe Benigno. Like, literally, he is my father-in-law. I cannot like see him and not see Bruce. And when Margaret sat down with her ghostwriter and just like started crying, like I love Margaret so much. And like, I love them as a couple. And they really are like, I think maybe in Housewives history, like the most healthy, normal couple. Like, I love them so much. Sorry, continue.
Love them so much. So when Joe Benigno says that he's heard this rumor in his house from like the girls that Margaret has over.
And by the way, he said it like not to stir shit. Like, it was literally an offhand remark.
It's like he literally thought that forgot that there were cameras there and that this is a reality show and that's going to come bite you in the ass.
And I feel bad for Margaret.
And your wife.
Yeah.
Because obviously that means that Margaret has heard this rumor.
Right.
And that changes things because it's not just like Teresa heard one thing, but it also still Teresa's in the wrong because
Teresa's just an asshole.
Here's the thing: let's go under the premise that this is that it's true because this whole time I thought it was categorically false,
and I thought like Teresa like straight up made it up just to get back at Jackie.
Never thought that she made it up, but I thought it was like she got a rogue Instagram DM. I'm sure she gets a million about all the women. She was like, "This one I shall take."
Yeah,
and it's like, well, if you want to go on all unfounded rumors, then let's talk about them all. But really, let's talk about none of them.
Yeah.
So let's say it is true. She heard it from a legitimate source, and it's a truth. The way that she went about it at Evan's birthday party, literally telling everyone who would listen
is wrong.
Saying it loudly so that his actual friends who have nothing to do with the show still heard it is still so evil.
No, she's nasty. Like, she's a bitch.
Right. Because if she genuinely cared and was like wanting to, you know, be a woman who supports women, like she would have taken Jackie to lunch and told her.
Right. Or like told Melissa to tell her. Like,
yeah. No, the way that Jennifer told Melissa about the...
Yeah, but Teresa's not like that. Like, she's...
Right, but like how many
times... She's never going to look out for someone.
How many times are we... Is the moral of the story just Teresa's not like that?
No,
like,
it's unacceptable.
No, it's an unlevel playing field.
Yeah, but now that it's like coming to light that like it's very possible that this could be true, it's like so annoying. Like, I don't even want to watch a reunion because like Teresa will feel justified in her actions.
But like still, it's unjustifiable...
The way she did it.
Right.
100%.
So, yeah. And then also, I will say, just given, like, the Teresa, I feel like Jackie could have played it so differently and really minimized it, but she didn't.
She like, made it, like,
just
huge.
Being like, I feel like everyone at this point just kind of ignores Teresa and, mm-hmm. like, doesn't tell her what they actually think or feel because they know that, like, she's not receptive to logic.
Feedback.
So, if Jackie had just been like, oh, Teresa just wants to get back at me, and then, like, we moved on.
I know. Now it's
like,
the center of
every
everything.
Every single episode we're talking about, like, does Evan cheat?
No, and now it's like, at first I was like, it's categorically untrue. Now I'm like, I don't know, I really trust Joe Benigno, I do. And he has no reason to lie.
No, I don't think Joe Benigno's lying. I'm sure someone came into Margaret's house and said it. That still doesn't make it true. It just means like, oh, Teresa didn't just, it's not just one person saying it.
Yeah, no, and now that we're talking about it for so long, it leaves people's imaginations wide open.
Yeah.
Maybe there is
something. So there. I think that, obviously, you know, he has a reputation to uphold, but I think ultimately if Jackie never for one second believed it to be true, she could have just like ignored squashed Teresa and just made her look like petty and crazy.
Yeah. But about the party, it actually looked so fun. Like maybe I'm just like craving a pool party, but it looked like
everyone
was
having... when they were like in the pool playing
Tequila pong,
and like it was like Dolores in her bikini, and like
Jen, great.
Everyone looked amazing. Like I literally felt like I was watching like teenagers, but in a good way.
And they all looked like so fire, like their bodies and their outfits. And like I am very hard on New Jersey. They're some of the worst dressed women. They all like really brought it out. I mean, Melissa Gorga, like her body is just, she actually looks like a teenager. Like it's the craziest thing ever.
But all of the women really look amazing, especially this season.
Yeah.
And I just, like, can't relate to having gotten better looking during quarantine.
Yeah, totally. The highlight of the episode for me was obviously Jennifer Aiden, like, getting so blacked out drunk. And to be honest, I kind of lived for it. Like, I don't know. Of course, like, you shouldn't get that drunk. But, like, whatever. Like, we've all been in COVID. Like, nobody knows how to drink anymore. Like, she was in a safe place. Like, her husband was there. He just, like, took her home. And I love that, like, no one was being judgy. Like, everyone was, like, actually trying to help. And they, like, thought it was funny. And I kind of loved that, like, obviously, I don't condone, like, getting so drunk you can't stand. But, like, I don't know. Like, you have a bunch of kids. They drive her fucking nuts and they don't fucking help her. Like, when she put that whole meal together, sat down for 2 seconds and everyone was already done eating and then like left and didn't help with the dishes. I'm like, I don't know how she does it. And where are her two nannies? Like, where are they? I actually like really felt for her. So if she wants to go like get absolutely hammered just so she can sleep and her kids will leave her alone, like, girlfriend, I empower you.
Yeah, I saw nothing wrong with it. I thought it was funny. I just personally was like, it made me never want to drink again. Because I'm like, that feeling of being like dizzy in someone's house. Like, and then you have that car ride home. And we know she lives a little bit. I think she lives in Paramus.
And
Teresa lives...
Lives in Franklin
Lakes.
Well, yeah.
And so that's a long drive to be like so queasy, unwell. I never want to have
another... At least they had the convertible open so you get some fresh air.
I never want another sip of alcohol in my life after watching that.
I know, but like the flashback to Bill Aiden in Jersey Shore last summer and them carrying him out of the car, like them carrying Jennifer to the car, like get you a couple who could do both.
100%. I thought it was a really great party. And Jackie, again, just like with like George, is only punishing herself.
She's missing out.
She is like,
and I understand like Evan might not want to be around the group anymore. Fine.
Yeah. But like when you sign on to the show, like it's not going to be all good. Like
yeah.
There's going to be things like this.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to be like, I know who we are. I know who you are. I love you. We have to be able to turn out the outside noise. And yes, it might affect his business in some way.
But you can't go on a reality show if you have a business that's so like sensitive and like.
Right. But
the reality
also,
show makes shit out of everyone.
But also this reality show brings business in.
Of course.
So the scale tips both ways. Yes. And you have to be able to take the bad with the good.
So I am by no means Team Teresa like in any way. I'm just like not as like. I'm not standing by Jackie. Like, she was just, like, starting to bother me. It's like, first of all, you're missing out on all this fun, all these episodes, and just, like, get over it. Like, now that it's, like, not... Now that it's, like, three episodes later, it's, like, not that big of a deal. Like, there's a rumor about literally everyone's husband on reality show. Like...
Right.
Just get over it.
Like, you'll get back at Teresa another time. She's not playing the game right.
No, not at all.
Like, as a housewife. So, even though I don't agree with Teresa, I'm still, like, ethically on Jackie's side. I don't like the way that she's handling it anymore.
Yeah, and... At the end of the day, I actually would not be surprised if Jackie, this is her last season. Like, she's so upset by this. Like, she's not letting go.
Right, but that's where she's played herself. Because then you go out on, my husband's a cheater. And that's what we remember you for.
And you give Teresa exactly what she wants. Because she's wanted you off the show from the moment
you got
there.
Right, and so the more trips you don't go on, the more parties you don't go to, Teresa is getting her way. And she's just like... She's not seeing the big picture.
No, not at all. And that's surprising because I've always thought she was really smart.
Yeah.
But she's not acting smart.
No, and she is like, and they come for her for being too emotional. And it's like, I don't have the issue with like the emotions like that they do. And I don't mind if she cries or whatever, but you have to be able to like compartmentalize. Like, this is a job.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get back to the office.
Yeah. Like, put your big girl panties on, roll up your sleeves and get back to work.
And you know what? Get back at Teresa.
Yeah.
That's how
it
works.
Think of a plan.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Also, Melissa's shore house is so nice. Like,
so nice.
I actually feel like, definitely in New Jersey, but Melissa's house, like even in regular Jersey, is my favorite. It's literally so gorgeous.
And their new basement, and like go through the wine room, and then you're in the poker room.
And by the way, they just sold it, which is so crazy to me. But their shore house is so nice. And when Melissa was like, this is literally like my heaven happy place, like the pool and then the bay, like it's so nice.
So nice, the outdoor
and
Gorga, bar.
Joey Gorga like does homes, so he obviously like made both of these homes. I would let him build me a house.
100%.
The outdoor bar, yeah, it was like sickening.
The last piece of storyline is this new housewife who's Teresa's realtor, who said that...
Wait, is she a new housewife?
Yeah, that's what I read. She's not a housewife yet, but I read before the season that Teresa's realtor is like the new cast member.
So I don't like
this
her.
This is her way, their way of introducing her, I think.
Yeah, and
I
very negatively.
I think we're going to be seeing more of her.
Oh, no. Her and her husband are both, like, equally so fucking annoying, like, and thirsty. Like, I actually wanted to die watching Joe Gorga talk to him because, like, it's clear, like, I believe Joe Gorga. Like, I don't think he's shady. I think, like, what he said in the wrong way, like, riding my coattails is basically, like, you didn't get paid for this event or whatever deal we had because, like, being a part of this event, like, will bring you exposure. It'll give you Instagram followers. Like, we had an agreement. Like, you would get paid, like, you're whatever, but we're not splitting. This is my event.
Right. The idea that they would be 50-50 when it's, like,
growing with Gorga. It's not growing with Gorga and Jonathan Steinbrager.
So, and, like, he did registration and sold tickets. Like, that's not 50-50.
No, like...
And hosted a Q&A. Also,
he was, like, the moderator.
And when Joe Gorga was, like, yeah, you send 10 guys who did registration and you sent me a bill and I paid it.
Right.
That's how it works.
So he just, like, got ahead of himself. He's, like, oh, my wife is going to be on Housewives. Let me, like... Let me, you know, get 50-50 on this deal. Like, he just got ahead of himself. And he made himself look really, really bad. And his wife. And when his wife was like to Melissa, like, let's stay out of this. Like, you fucking started it by telling Jennifer Aiden, who you don't even know.
Yeah.
I really don't like the new girl.
That was really a weird way to start. But I'm glad that they were able to, like, you know,
reconcile.
Chalk it up to a misunderstanding.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, her and her husband were giving me, like, such weird vibes. Because at the end of the day, like, all they wanted was a commission on Teresa's house. So they were like, okay, so, like, we're cool. Like, you'll still let your sister, like, sell my wife's house? Like, chill the fuck out. Like, if you want something, you got to play the long game. Like, don't be so obvious about what you want. So, yeah, we're cool, right? Like, I could still, like, sell your house, like, and make your commission. Like, chill the fuck out. Like, take a step back. Like, nobody wants an eager beaver real estate agent. Like, be cool. So, like, yeah, no, I'm still, like, selling your house right now. I can't, like, commission. Like, I have a buyer. He's interested. He wants to come over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out, girl. Like, be cool.
Yes, I agree.
Be cool. Don't be all uncool.
But I do think if this woman comes in as a housewife, like, that's a good adversary for Melissa.
Yeah.
And
I just want to, I want to know what the life of the top real estate agent in New Jersey is like. Like, I actually think that might be interesting. But her husband bothers me so much. Like, so, like, you'll still let your sister sell her house with my wife, right? You'll still let my wife sell your sister's house. Like, be fucking cool, bro.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was actually, like, a really good episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Margaret Josephs is just, like, the queen of my heart. Like, every time I see her, I just love her so much.
Absolute queen.
And that's that on that.
Yeah, that is.
Tonight is the premiere of the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! Very emotional. I don't even want to watch it.
I don't even want to watch it because once I watch it, like, then it's over. Whereas, like, with Schitt's Creek, I didn't watch the final season for a year. And I had a year of, like, extended Schitt's Creek.
Well, here's the thing. I think there's a lot, actually, to unpack that I'm hoping they address in this season. Of course, the Kim and Kanye of it all. I would love to hear about, like, some of the 818 backlash and, like, what that meant to Kendall.
I think they were done filming by then.
Oh.
They were done filming by then because the party with the all the cookies.
Oh, yeah.
With the producers was before that. Before, yeah.
Okay, well, so Kim and Kanye, that's really all I'm looking for.
And I think Scott, Sophia, Courtney is, I saw a preview that they do talk about that.
I mean,
because they're breaking up.
When is the sit down with Scott about his grooming abilities, only dating 18-year-old girls? I just think it's something we should all talk about as society, but them as a family as well.
I agree. I think I saw a headline that there's a clip of Kylie, like, crying with Kendall about Kendall's acne, like, growing up, that it made her really sad.
What?
I'll read you the headline.
Okay.
Fine.
It was a part of their Drunk Get Ready With Me, which I've been meaning to watch on Kylie's YouTube channel. That's literally what I'm going to treat myself to today.
I know, and there's also, like, the Courtney one. There's actually a lot. Once I get on a YouTube, like, kick, I watch all of them, but it takes me a while to go to that app.
Okay, I'm so glad, like, what you thought isn't real, because, like, I've been trying to defend Kendall, and sometimes she's indefensible, so.
No, let me just read you what I saw, because I don't want to confuse people.
You don't want to mince words.
It's not a trending on people anymore.
I guess. Okay, never mind. I believe you.
I guess not enough people clicked.
I believe you. It's clickbait. It's fucking clickbait.
Yeah. I just assumed it was about the new season because, like, there's a new season.
So tomorrow we will recap the first episode of the final new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! So make sure to watch that along with us. And if you didn't know that it's on, this is your reminder because, like, I haven't really seen many commercials for it except the commercials that I do see with the Harry Styles song, like, literally make me so emotional.
It's too upsetting. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. And I think, like, the Keeping Up stands, like, my feel this way too of just like I don't
once it starts like it has to end
so I don't want to start it, but obviously I'm going to be watching it tonight so we can recap it, but like I just want you to know that I'm in pain.
Do you think Kendall like texted Harry like a link to the trailer like we used your song?
No, because I don't think there's a chance Kendall never even actually they posted it on their Instagram, so she saw that commercial probably, but like I think when it comes to like making a commercial, she literally is so far removed.
I know, but like the fact that they used that song was like an iconic pop culture collaboration.
Yeah,
there was another. It will go down in history.
There's another song that they. There's another commercial with another iconic song.
Well, they love to use Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Oh no, it wasn't a Kanye song. It kind of felt like a rock song. I'll have to find it.
Maybe it's a Travis Barker song.
It might be.
Okay, so stay tuned for that tomorrow, and that is our show. Make sure to head over to shopmorningtoast.com to check out our brand new merch collection that just dropped. The beautiful, stunning, and smart collection: phone cases, mugs, sweatshirts, long sleeve T-shirts, sweatpants. We got it all, and all previous merch. If you're looking to get a gift for someone, some old merch. us up on the website, shopmorningtoast.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the millennial morning show where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you have an amazing Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow for
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Bye.